Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Second hour on this Thursday. Hot, hot day here in Middle Tennessee. I think it's going to get to 3 digits.
It's close.
They're talking about maybe a Hunsky temperature-wise. Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe here with you. Max Herz behind the glass here at the Hillside Medical Game Studios. Let's bring in Albert Hainsworth. Always enjoy our chats with him, and we've been talking a lot about Jeffrey Simmons and yesterday speaking with the media, and this guy, our next guest, has been through what Jeffrey Simmons is about to go through, and he now joins us. Al, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. You know, Jeffrey Simmons is getting in the same ilk of Aaron Donald, and he's become a real disruptive force with this team, like you were. And but the difference is you were the Aaron Donald in those 2 years, and the team kept franchise tagging you, and then eventually we know how it played out, and you got the free agency deal because they said they wouldn't do it again. But you've been in those shoes. You've been a dominant force, and when it's time to start talking about that money, take us through the process. Peel back the curtain back in those days, what that was like for you.
Like
the conversations with your agent, how to handle it. You want to get paid. The team keeps franchise tagging you. I'm sure that was frustrating. You keep producing, and just how the whole thing played out.
Well, you know, first I got tendered. Like, okay, all right, don't want to do a long-term deal yet. Like, maybe thought it was a fluke or something like that. You know, I continue to go and, like, work out on my own with my trainer from Georgia, you know, Tripp Smith, whose dad is Chip Smith. They have a CES, a great place to work out, and really just boosted me up as far as, like, what I did, and that's what we worked on. So doing that, I mean, it was awesome. But, like, the thing is, the Titans, they want to try to give you, like, a hometown discount. It's like, I just don't understand about the way that their philosophy is, because they just don't want to pay defense alignment. I mean, we can, like, the year I left, they had the same exact team, and they went 8-8. I mean, I heard conversations or heard, like, interviews where Jeff Fisher said, you know, we're going to be way better next year, you know, without me. Well, of course, that didn't happen. I mean, you had the same exact defense, minus me, and they went 8-8. So with him, he just needs to stick strong, because they'll play on your emotions and the strings and stuff, and you know, you get fans that's like blast them and stuff like that. But, like, the team can pay the money. You know, I mean, this is a business. Like, this is what you got to do, because they want you to take the hometown discount. They don't want to pay him like he's one of the top five defensive tackles in the NFL. So he just got to stay strong, keep his head in it, and make it the business decision, because, you know, at the end of the day, this is exactly what it is. That's what the NFL makes it. Makes it a business decision. As much as he wants to stay here, he just needs to be like, hey, I'm not going to, you know, just give me at least what I'm worth. You know, like show me you appreciate me. So, that's what he got to do. I mean, that's me. I want to do the same thing. I wanted to stay at Tennessee. And to be honest, like, going into my 7th year there, we're in negotiations. And they offered me a 4-year, like, $28 million. And people think, like, oh, my God, that's, like, $28 million. Da, da, da. Like, yes, it's a lot of money, but that's not fair market value, you know, for the person. So I was like, even gave him a huge discount. I was like, hey, you know what? Just do 4 years, 32, I'm in. They said, no, 4 years, 28 is the highest we go. I'm like, wow. You know what I mean? Like, I cut my value way down, and they wouldn't even like budge on that. So it is what it is. And then I was really pissed after this, you know, after the season, you know, then like free agency opens up or whatever, and then my agent had negotiated a deal at Washington. They're like, oh, we wouldn't have paid him $100 million, but we would have paid him $80 million. I'm like, man, if you would have even came anywhere close to that, like $80 million, like I would have been still a Titan, retired a Titan, and you know, and lived in Tennessee instead of going through the crap that I went through in Washington. Like, I would have loved to stay in Tennessee, but you know, they will say whatever and put out to the media like, you know, like the player is the bad guy, but they pay other guys, but they don't want to pay defensive players. I don't understand it. I mean, they've done this multiple times. I mean, you look at their track record, and then they turn the fans against you. You know, like same thing with AJ. Like, AJ was a great receiver. Like, you can't go and draft, you know, draft a kid. Like, I don't know much about him. I'm sure he'll be fine, but he's not going to take AJ Brown's spot. Like, he's not going to fulfill that, you know, like at all, because he doesn't have the timing. He doesn't have the quarterback and all that. So, like, yo, I mean, it's ridiculous the way they want to portray players. You know, it's the same thing like with Aaron Donald. I love the way he played that. He's like, hey, I'm, you know, hey, I might retire. You know, I'm good. I'm fine. And, like, that organization stepped up.
Oh, do
we ever played a game? We're going to get this 3-year, $95 million. That's the person that I appreciate.
Uh-oh.
I think we're Albert, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, we got you. There okay, you went away.
Oh, sorry.
So. So I want to ask you if you were – because it seems like, look, he talked yesterday. He's present, but he wasn't out on the field for the mandatory minicamp. It seems like he wants to – look, he's holding out, but he's doing it in a nice way. He's not making a stink about it, because if he wasn't there and he just was like Terry McLaurin's doing in Washington, like, I'm just not showing up till I get a new deal. Which, you know, creates ripples and waves. As you know, he's like, okay, I'm here. I'm not going to participate, but I want a new deal. What is that the right way to go about it? I mean, what if you were talking to him, what would you say to Jeffrey?
Can you guys can you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I love that approach. I love that. That was awesome, you know. He's kind of doing it like the Aaron Donald way.
Yeah.
You know, like how he played it. You know, I guess that's kind of a play in which I just don't understand why games here. Like, why are the Titans playing? Don't you just, like, you've seen what the man has done. Like, he played his rookie year, which I don't even think he really should have played because he wasn't 100% healthy. You could tell off his coming off the ACL. Like, he wasn't that, and he still did good. And then you see the next year, he got a whole lot better because he had a whole offseason to get that leg stronger. So, like, why are they having to play? Just don't understand that part. Just go ahead and sign the guy to a nice contract, and that be that. You know, like, I just don't understand that part. So, like, good for him, just being there and not participating, but he's still there with his team. I mean, I like that. That was awesome. Awesome move by him.
We're talking to Albert Haynesworth, a longtime Titan, and talking about defensive players. And you made the comment that, you know, why won't they pay defensive players? Do you read anything into the fact that they gave Harold Landry a new deal? I understand he's outside, he's edge rusher. But they gave him a new deal. We've seen Kevin Byard in the last few years, a defensive back. It does seem that they may pick and choose, but there are times where this organization has paid in the recent years. So does that give you hope for a guy like Jeffrey Simmons that maybe they have changed their ways with this John Robinson regime?
Yeah, but you know, on the outside, you know, like linebackers, like I don't mean just defensive players because they paid Keith, they keep Keith around, and they'll pay some defensive players. But what about defensive linemen? They don't pay that. Like, I mean, these guys are like the pillar of the team, like the anchor. You know, it starts up front. If you have a dominant defensive lineman, then you know, you can make your team feel pretty daggum good. You know, you make your defense pretty good because that makes your corners not having to cover so long. You know, they cover for 3 seconds. You know, and the ball's out. Like that's, you know, you're gonna make guys better. You know, so like they didn't do that. Like even same thing with Javon Kearse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean he got hurt, but like why not pay Javon Kearse? It was the most dominant freaking defensive end, you know, in NFL history. You know, and you let him go. You like, let me go. And I had Bud Adams saying I was the best defensive player that he ever had. And all his years of owning a franchise, Bud Adams told me that to his face. And they're like, you're going to retire a Titan. I heard Jeff say, you're going to retire a Titan. Yeah, I was just like, well, you know, literally in the back of my head, because I know how they were, I was just like, well, I guess my career is going to end in 7 years then, or, you know, whatever, because I know they're notorious for not wanting to pay defensive linemen. You know, I mean, they'll go out and get somebody else, but a guy that you've seen grow within the organization, you don't want to pay him. I don't get that because I mean you just look at it like Javon Kearse. I mean you look at Jeff. I hope they do right. I hope they change their ways with Amy at the helm. You know, like I hope so. But they tend just to let people go, like on the up front, and that's what helps the team. That's what helps the defense. You can get the best corners in the world, best linebackers in the world, if you don't have a defensive line. They can only cover for so long.
We're talking to Albert Haynesworth. You obviously played on the franchise tag for a couple of years, and while that gave you a raise and some pretty good money, do you think from the player's perspective that the franchise tag works the way that it was intended, or would you like to see that change?
No, I mean, it's a whole advantage for the team because just say, you know, because – yeah, I always guarantee for that year, but what if you get hurt? You know, what if you can never play again? You know, like, then what? Like, then that player is just done. You know, I mean, like, if you love this guy so much that you say you do, then, you know, give him a player. I mean, give him a contract. And then don't, like, go blast him in the media because he's like, hey, that's less than fair market value. Like, you look at, like, just take, for instance, look at A.J. Brown. Like, that's less than fair market value. I would say A.J. Brown is probably in the top, I don't know, seven of receivers, you know, in the NFL. I mean, mm-hmm. That was a second round pick.
Yep.
You know, I mean, hasn't really made a whole lot of money. And then, like, he's like, hey, man, I'm way out, you know, produced being in the second round became, like, your leading target. And, you know, and I'm like, up here at least in the top 10 easily. And, you know, you're offering me less than that. Like, I mean, this is what fans got to really look at. It's just like if you go to work, And all they do is get clouded by the millions of dollars. Well, you know, there's a person paying those millions of dollars, so imagine how much they're making. But either way, you look at it, you go to work, and you love your job, but they're like, hey, you know, we're gonna pay you less than what you were. You might have other teams that want to, or other companies that want you, that know they could pay you more, but, you know, you love your team, you're going to stay, and they offer you a whole lot less than what you're worth, like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, seriously, I know you think it's a sport, but this is how it is. This is, you know, take out just the football, but think about it as a company and how you, you know, how you're appreciated. You're showing appreciation about getting raises and promotions and things like that through companies, right? You know, I mean, like, it's the same thing about football or about sports in general.
Yeah, it's a business for sure. So final 30 seconds, Albert. I just wanted to, through your eyes, you understand the position. In watching Jeffrey Simmons, we think he's really good, but I want to hear it from you. You know the position. Do you think he's in that ilk of Aaron Donald type? Do you think he can be the disruptive force week in and week out, year in and year out like you?
First of all, I'm not even in the league of Aaron
Donald. I know. He's in a separate category.
Yeah, he's totally incredible. Never seen a guy like that ever before, and I don't think we ever will. But as far as that, me and Jeff, yeah, we're exactly the same. He can do that, and you can't look at just his stats of, like, what did he do, but you look at, like, how many pressures did the quarterback get? Like, did he, like, shut down? Did he take on double teams to where somebody else is free to make tackles? You know, you know, you can say bad at balls. I mean, that's a stat for him, but you got to look at it. Like, how much better is the Titans defense when he's on the field, when he's not on the field? You know, look at the things like that. Like, people think I lay down for Washington. I made that defense, when I was on the field, a full yard better than when I was off the field. But that's not a stat that you can just go look up under my name, but that's a true stat, like what my agent told me. So it's things like that that you got to look at. And, yeah, I think he is definitely, I said I hand my crown off to Jeffrey Simmons, because Jeff is a real dog, and, you know, it'll be a huge mistake if the Titans don't sign him to a long-term deal.
Mm. All right. There you go. From Albert Haynesworth. Albert, good to talk to you as always. Really appreciate it. Stay cool these summer months, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Hey, we'll talk to you guys. Thanks.
All right. Always fun talking with Albert Haynesworth. There you go. You just heard it. We'll come back and react to that. Really good stuff, especially there at the end. More DDC next.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.